This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado fire officials say the extreme wildfire conditions gripping the state aren't going to disappear anytime soon. CPR Sam Brash has more on the new seasonal wildfire forecast.
The annual outlook from the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control forecasts wildfire risk will touch every part of the state this spring and summer, but every region won't face the same degree of danger at the same time. Monsoon rains might provide relief to the western slope in July, but less moisture is expected along the Front Range, which could face extreme drought and extreme wildfire danger later in the summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Two Coloradans were honored outside of the famous Stonewall Inn last week for their philanthropy and community work. Tim Gill and Scott Miller were given the inaugural Ed Windsor Trailblazer Award in recognition of their contribution toward LGBTQ equality. In 2020, Gill and Miller donated $250,000 to help keep Stonewall in business after the New York City restaurant ran into financial trouble. A bill to delay a new fee on gas prices is moving through the Colorado State House. CPR's Benta Berkland explains.
Last year, Democratic state lawmakers passed a number of fees to put $5 billion into roads, transit, and electric vehicles. A 2-cent fee per gallon of gasoline was set to go into effect this July. But now Democrats want to delay that fee until April of 2023. Conservative groups are suing over these fee increases. They say voters should decide. Republicans at the Capitol also say they want a longer-term fix, not a delay. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org. It's 12:06. Thank you for listening.